here right now.
Babe, a fucking raccoon. It went into the garbage, got some food, climbed out of the garbage somehow, with the food in its mouth, and now it's chilling on the platform. Oh, dude is scared. The dude is scared because the raccoon is going towards him. The dude is like climbing. The dude is like climbing on top. On top of the garbage can because the raccoon is heading towards him. Oh crap! I have never seen. Oh, there it goes. I don't know.
When I started drinking warm water to help with my memory, my friends laughed at me. But when they saw how much I'd improved, they started doing it themselves. You've probably heard that as you get older, your memory will never be the same. You'll have to get used to the constant brain fog and forgetfulness, precious memories fading and going blank halfway through conversations, and the worry of losing your independence as you slowly decline. But what if I told you that's not true at all? What if I told you that there's a simple trick you can do from home that can help improve it in weeks without brain training games or taking expensive medications? Sounds too good to be true, right? That's what I thought too until I saw my sister-in-law at a family party. She'd been struggling with these problems for years, but she suddenly seemed like a totally different person. She was sharp as a tack, telling jokes, and reminiscing about all these old stories from the past that I'd completely forgotten even happened. I asked her what her secret was, and she told me about this weird memory trick that she'd seen on TV. She said it was a simple thing that she did every night on her earlobes. She said it apparently cleared some sort of toxin that had built up and was causing the forgetfulness. She said it was easy to do, and it only took 8 seconds each day. She said it started to work within days. She started thinking clearer and carried on improving ever since. She said apparently thousands of people were doing it and seeing the same results. I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try, and boy, am I glad I did. I felt like I could finally think clearly for the first time in years. I couldn't believe it. I felt like a new person. I could never, ever do this again.
All that you taste, all you feel, and all that you love, and all that you hate, and all you distrust, all you save, and all that you give, and all that you need, and all that you buy, beg, borrow, or steal.
That was already Frame Dougie Louder, approximately 544. You can look it up on the playlist. We had a little Pink Floyd dish mash up mix thing. I just called it The Dark Side of the Raccoon. And before that, we heard a lot of other stuff, like Ian Anderson and that other flute player, Jeremy Stike, and the album of the week, Pitch and Drop. Next up, Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Greg, Space Brother Bishop. Take care. I will be back on Wednesday with Yes, We Have No Mountains. Bye.
Hi, I'm Big Bob.
I'm Big Bruce.
And I'm Big Matt.
I'm a polyester cowboy, not born in the South. Took years of hard practice to twang with my mouth.
Never been in the South, no way, no alas.
Not Nebraska, Alabama,
Tennessee, or Texas.
10 for the you boys.
My suits are all nylon, not cotton or silk. The closest I've been to cows is a glass of milk.
Out on the range means to me have no doubts. I tie myself up with lassos,
drink some beer and pass out.
Everybody, now it's your turn to help us. We want all you cowboys and you cowgirls too to sing along. It's real easy. You've heard the words already.
Don't forget to tell them about the ball.
And follow the bouncing ball.
I have the ball.
Is everybody ready?
That's it, I'm leaving.
That's in the can, Pete. It's in the can. It's in the can.
It's a wrap.
Shut up, Kim.
Quack, quack.
Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
Hey, it's Stop Hitting Yourself 298. We're almost at 300, and I can't hear myself. Now I can hear myself. For Monday, April 21st. Thank you, Jan, for the nice transition. And what's the show today? Stuff I found over the last week. Definitely, that's what it is. Okay, well, let's get started. See what you like. Let's start off with... What are we starting off with? Oh, some Marvin stuff. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. See what you think. I think I like.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
Getting old and a bit rusty, and nobody liked him. One day, being very bored, he thought it would be a good idea to tidy up all his old programs in his dusty old data bank. There were tapes in there he hadn't played for years. Checking them through, he accidentally pushed a wrong button, and suddenly he heard... Being a bored and gloomy robot, he hadn't really been listening. What was worse, he couldn't remember what button he'd accidentally pressed. Anyway, he tried a few switches at random and suddenly...
Till then, I guess, I'll keep on trying.
could play it whenever he wanted, think about what he'd miss, and live miserably ever after.
Though he tries, she'll blink her eyes like a moonstruck cow and wiggle herself in hearts. And before he knows it, he's a married man, and then his trouble starts. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman's tongue is the devil when it's hung in the middle and wags both ends. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman can drive a good man nuts with her jaw and her yap, yap, yap. Face and meekly says, I do. And the knot is tired, but it's around his neck. It's a knot he can't undo. A lion kiss and a week of bliss, and the sucker is doomed for life.
He finds he's married to a chatterbox instead of a loving wife. Joe, 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 yap, 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 yap. A Roman's tongue is a devil when it's hung in the middle and wags both ends. Joe, 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 yap, 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 yap. A Roman can drive a good man nuts with her jaw and her yap, yap, yap. Must be a place in the sweet by and by where a man can eventually go, where a woman will only be allowed two words, a respectful yes or no. Oh, in that beautiful place where a man is the boss and his spirit can soar and sing. He can do as he pleases and never hear a yap. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A Roman's tongue is a devil when it's hung in the middle and wags both ends. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman can drive a good man nuts with her jaw and her yap, yap, yap.
From the Badlands came the killer. He lived by the knife and the gun. Cut you just for standing, shoot you if you tried to run. He was big as a tree and he did as he pleased, and everything he did was bad. They said if you was to kill him, it'd only make him mad. From the good lands came the cowgirl. Patty was her name. She was hot on the trail of that killer on a moped she called Flame. 'Cause the killer had killed her daddy just for spitting in the road. You only had to kill her daddy once to get that gal P.O.'d. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Killer hit town at daybreak, ate the door off the local saloon. He started to drink, you could tell he was thinking there'll be a showdown soon. Patty hit town in a cloud of dust, old Flame was buzzing like a saw. And the whole town got as quiet as a church when the killer stepped out for the draw. 40 shots rang out. 40 people fell. Patty and the killer missed each other, but they shot that town to hell. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Killer took a step toward Patty, said, "It's time I gunned you down." But he slipped in something that was laying in the street and was shot before he hit the ground. Yes, the killer slipped, and it cost him his life. And Patty said as she roared out of town, "You gotta watch your step when you know the chips are down." Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Oh,
Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven again was voted the most popular tune of rock's history. Keep that in mind as I share this taped excerpt with you. In the lyrics of the song, they sing, "The Piper is calling you to join him. She's buying her stairway to heaven." We know that's not possible. And also they say, words have two meanings. They certainly do have two meanings. This is where the subliminal message comes in that we've been talking about in the previous interview. The subliminal message is a satanic message that was put on their record, Stairway to Heaven, in reverse. And what I mean by in reverse is by taking the record, putting it in a neutral position, and spinning the record backward. He's saying, in the human voices, in reverse, listen, we've been there. Then they sing, in reverse now, because I live. Serve me. There's no escape in it. Satan. If we gotta live for Satan. Master Satan. The message that they have all together that they wanted you to hear in a subliminal way on the back or in reverse of Stairway to Heaven was this. Listen, we've been there. Because I live, serve me. There's no escape in it. Satan. If we gotta live for Satan, Master Satan. Listen to it as they sing their message together. Further in the tape, I came across another part that made me throw my headphones right off my head. I couldn't believe what I heard. I kept thinking about the verse that describes hell in the Bible as a wailing and a gnashing of teeth. They have an album called Presence. Now this is pictured on their album of a family sitting around a table, around an oddly shaped object in the middle of the table. And then you turn a record album over and the picture shows a boy and a girl sitting at a teacher's desk. The teacher has her hand on the object and on his head like she's drawing power from this object and putting it into the boy's head. Now it looks kind of strange, but there's an explanation for it. Page said this about that oddly shaped object, and I quote, "The design is to symbolize the force that enables the group to so profoundly affect audiences, a power that is simply referred to as a presence." It sounds like they have an outside force helping them, the force that enables the group to so profoundly affect audiences. It also sounds like a piece of Star Wars, may the force be with you. I think we know what force they're talking about. Again, another rock group who is tied definitely in with the occult. They had a definite message to give, who they are serving through their music.
Well, I went for a drive in my pickup truck. I picked up my girl, cause I wanted to show her my gloves, cause she had on her mitts. And I blushed brightly when she showed me her perfume that she buys whenever Avon calls. So I took off my pants and I showed her my polka dot undies. My polka dot undies. Yeah, my polka dot undies from Miracle Mart. I said, look, be careful, I think I'm gonna turn a sharp corner and go up on the grass. She leaned out the window and I thought I saw her point into something that flashed by real quick. She said, hey, look at that, it looks just like your polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. Undies that I wear back to front. She smiled and she said, have you seen my brother's new car? Oh, the one that he stole. Then she asked me to look up her whole damn family, and I went into shock. Oh, when I found out it was her sister who really liked polka dot undies. Polka dot undies.
like to eat fish and chips. And he still sucked his thumb. I said, I don't mind. And she kissed me on my polka dot undies. My polka dot undies. Softly, and I said, I'll tell you what, let's roll up the windows and I'll eat your last bar of chocolate, the one that's in the parcel. She said, no, 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 and she called me a taxi. And I said, I beg your pardon, but get the home real fast before I lose my polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. The moral of the story, like a jewel, it is gleaming, but you'll never find it in a glass of warm milk or tea, cause it will not fit, and you probably already think I am full of fake innuendos and double-meaning rhymes, but I'll tell you that obscenity is all in your polka dot undies, your polka dot undies.
Thank you.
Hey, that Melvin song went on, I think, into another song. That was Rudy Martin with Afternoon Delight. I like weird, I like all weird stuff, but the use of ragtimey piano to cover things. I did a whole ragtime show. Maybe I should do another one. Everybody seemed to like it. Oh, before that, the Melvins with Shaving Cream, the regular version. That was never recorded till the Melvins did it. Before that, Bowser and Blue with Polka Dot Undies. The Shaving Cream song in Polka Dot Undies, I think that's called Mind Lyrics or Mind Rhymes. I think there's another word for it, too, where you don't say the thing that... Don't say the rhyme that you think is coming up. Del Jones with the Examination of Stairway to Heaven played backwards. That was going around all the time when I was in high school and college. You're talking about Satan. Jim Stafford with Cow Patty. Texas Jim Robinson apparently married the wrong woman with Jaw Jaw Yap Yap Yap. Marvin the Paranoid Android, otherwise known as Stephen Moore from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. My favorite Marvin, as I said, the only Marvin that counts to me, with Reasons to be Miserable, which is actually a parody of Reasons to be Cheerful, I think, by Ian Dury. And starting everything off was Marvin, I Love You, I think the flip side of that same single. Let us now continue with something I haven't queued up. Oh! Here's some classical music because I wanted to play something after it. And you know exactly what it is. You'll know exactly what it is when you hear it. But I'd forgotten the about Dance of the Hours. And here it is. Sing along. Years ago, I found a Camp Granada game at a store in Exeter, New Hampshire. I still have it. I should put it up on the wall or something. Most of the playing pieces were in there. The object of the game was to get out of Camp Granada. What a cool thing.
Granada, Camp Granada. Blah! Hello, mother. Hello, father. I am back at Camp Granada, and I'm writing you this letter just to say my compound fracture's getting better. No one here knows where my trunk is, and my bunk is where the skunk is. And this year the food's improving, 'cause the little black things in it are not moving. Our camp nurse is quite a swimmer. She says swimming makes you slimmer. Her name's Mrs. Pellegrini. Have you ever seen a whale in a bikini? All our bathrooms have such thin doors. Gee, I wish they'd move them indoors. We're all tired of Mother Goose here. So next Friday night they're having Lenny Bruce here. Let me stay, oh Mother Fada, let me stay. I love Granada every night. The campfire's really keen. Oh Ma, please send some unguentine. Let me stay up here in Mother Nature's land and tiptoe through the tulips grand. To leave would be a shame. Besides, I'd miss the poker game. Please don't worry, Fata Mata. I'll take care of little brother. He plays ball here and he rows here, and I hope they teach him how to blow his nose here. He wakes up at 6:30 and goes directly to the quicksand. He was lonely, now he's better. He's like all of us, except his bed is wetter.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental concerning love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy that shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me, a balcony, above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I would stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart.
In the Bahamas,
this is a happening.
I love you, Zelda Dinkleberry.
I love you so madly.
Oh, I've been asked to get married lots of times.
Oh, yeah? Who'd ever ask you?
My mother, my father, my brother, and my Uncle Charlie.
Hi, dear friends. This is Moise Cadaver, your friendly commentator, and welcome to Queep on the Street. And here comes a queep on the street now. Hi, queep on the street.
Good. Good. Commentator soup is good.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
You, Snow Whitehead.
Doesn't Jimmy like me?
Maybe it's your breath.
No, I gargle, I brush, I give myself a breath check every 5 minutes.
Maybe it's your deodorant.
Oh, come on. I spray, roll on, powder, rub in.
Maybe it's just you.
Look in the sky.
It's a boy.
It's a plane.
It's Super Pimple.
And then they turned on the lights and there I was embracing Ralph.
I love you so madly.
Be my girl. All right. We're in the bottom of the ninth. Hinky Finky is up. All eyes are glued on him. He looks very silly with all those eyes glued on him. The pitch to Hinky Finky is a sinker way inside, and that rinky-dink sinker just tinked Hinky Finky's pinky finger.
Fernanda, I ain't got a lot of money or a big house or two cars like Harry Winokur, but I love you.
I like you, too. But tell me more about Harry Winokur.
Hey, polka dots are back in style.
How about your crooked smile? Look, Sir Lance, a little, a fire-breathing dragon.
Yes, I know. Wow. In the morning when that dragon breathes fire, phew. Today's the day I tell him, Dragon, you got bad fire. Bad fire.
I love you so madly. I love you so madly.
This was happening. You know.
I love you, Sibyl Schl.
This is happening. Mad. This is happening.
This is happening.
This is happening.
I know, Margot.
I love you, Zelda Dinkleberry.
I love you so madly.
Oh, I've been asked to have lots of times.
Oh, yeah? Who'd have asked
yes.
you?
My mother, my father, my brother, my
Hold
brother.
Hello,
Hi, dear friends. This is Mike Cadaver, your friendly comedy. Welcome to Queep on the Street. And here comes a Queep on the Street now. Hi, Queep on the Street.
Good. Good. Commentator soup is good.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
You, Snow Whitehead.
This is Robin. It's your wife.
Why doesn't Jimmy like me?
Maybe it's your breath.
No, I brush. I brush. I give myself a breath check every 5 minutes.
Maybe it's your deodorant.
Oh, come on. I spray, roll on, powder, rub in.
Maybe it's just you.
Yeah. Look in the sky.
It's a plane.
It's a plane.
It's Super Pimple.
It's water. Hey, girl.
And then they turned on the lights, and there I was embracing Ralph.
I love you so madly.
We're in the bottom of the ninth. Hinky Finky is up. All eyes are glued on him. He looks very silly with all those eyes glued on him. The pitch to Hinky Finky is a sinker way inside, and that rinky dink sinker just tinked Hinky Finky's pinky finger.
This is Robin.
Fernanda, I ain't got a lot of money or a big house or two cars like Harry Winokur, but I love you.
I like you too, but tell me more about Harry Winokur.
Hey, polka dots are back in style.
How about your crooked smile?
Look, Sir
Lance, a little. A fire-breathing dragon.
Yes, I know. Wow. In the morning when that dragon breathes fire, phew. Today's the day I tell him, Dragon, you got bad fire. Bad fire.
I love you so madly.
Man.
I love you so madly.
This was happening. I love you, Sibyl.
Billy, what are we stopping on this lonely road for?
Gee, it looks like I'm out of gas.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Billy, don't do it, please. Don't do it. Stop holding my hand. Don't do it, please. Don't do it. You don't understand. You act like it's nothing, I love it, you say. But how do I know if it's so? If I make you happy and do what you want, what if you won't let me go? I need it, how I need it. I long for your kiss. I want it. Ooh, I want it. How can I resist? So take my hand and take my heart, but promise you'll agree that if you do it, please don't do it to anyone else but me. Like it's nothing, I love it, you say. But how do I know if it's so? If I make you happy and do what you want, what if you won't let me go? I need it, how I need it. I long for your kiss. I want it, ooh, I want it. How can I resist? So take my hand and take my heart, but promise you'll agree that if you do it, please don't do it to anyone else but me.
that's what you do to me. Ooh. Ooh, baby, that's what you do to me. Every time we're on a date, I try to have such poise. But when you get close to me, all I can do is to make funny noises.
Baby, we must. baby wheelers for me. Wee wee baby wee mug, she's the finest can be. Wee wee baby wee mug.
See if I can keep from distorting this time. Maybe that's a little better. Tell me in the chats if I'm distorting like mad. I can't even hear myself. There we go. Popsicles, Icicles by Kitschtorsion. an old favorite of mine. Before that, Melt Banana from Japan with Uncontrollable Urge. The Chessmen with their cover of Baby Weemus. That's all I knew who did that song for years. Till just recently I discovered Nino Temple and April Stevens, who were brother and sister and had a string of little hits. I think one was called Blue. God, it wasn't Blue Moon. It was something else. It was an old song from the 30s. Yeah, maybe I'll play it. That was their version, the original of Baby Weemus. Before that, Nino and April again with the Ooh, Ee, Ah, That's What You Do to Me. Just as racy for its time as Don't Do It, which was just April Stevens by herself in 1950. I don't know how old she was then. A two-part exercise, almost a Buchanan and Goodman exercise. To Fernanda with Love Parts 1 and 2 by Googie and Joe's Workshop, whoever those were. I could look them up, I suppose. Buddy Ebsen. Weird, huh? Buddy Ebsen was the original Tin Man, but he got sick from the aluminum makeup they put on him. I think he almost died. So they had to get Ray Bolger instead, and then they didn't use aluminum makeup on him, most assuredly. But that was Buddy Ebsen's version, If I Only Had a Heart, when he was in the cast of Gone with the Wind in 1938 or so. 1939 was when the film came out, obviously. Alan Sherman, Back to Camp Granada, because right before that I played the Dance of the Hours, or an excerpt from it. By Amicale Poncelli. Oh, Poncelli. That was the Budapest Philharmonic Orchestra. You're just forced to sing Camp Granada when you hear that song, right? When you hear that the tune. It has been... Wait, let me see if anybody's telling me I'm still distorting like mad. Oh, much better. Thank you. Thanks, H. Thanks, Dean. Thanks, Coelacantho. Thanks, W.R. Thanks, John R. Thanks, W.R. Lots of R's. And everybody else who's listening, join us in the chat and give us a shout next time you're here. Stay tuned for Hysterica and Some Weird Sin, and that's coming right up in about a little over a minute and a half. So we'll let the Balsara and his singing sitars play out, and we will see you next week. Thanks so much. One extra to run out. Well, I just got back from Sputnik ride. I've been to the moon on the shady side. I met the gal gonna make my bride. It's 9 feet tall and on the one inch wide. Satellite lady, pale green lady. You're from the shady voodoo moon. Outer space beauty, cosmic cutie. Tell me, can you hear your spaceman crew? I'll dig you later at the crater. To your papa by the crater side. I said, I want Sadie, that'll be my bride. Well, he looked at me with his three green eyes. Said, eagle ribs, thin ribbon, one inch wide. Satellite city, pale green lady. You're from the shady voodoo moon. Outer space beauty, cosmic cutie. Tell me, can you hear your spaceman croon? I'll dig you later at the crater. We'll be right back.
city tonight. We'll see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A stars made for us tonight. The passenger, how he rides. Oh, the passenger, he rides and he rides. He looks through his window, what does he see? He sees a sight and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine. I sing la la la. He rides and he rides. He sees things from under glass. He looks through his window side. He sees the things he knows.